It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 2, 2017. Today is the birthday of James Knox Polk, the 11th President of the United States, born in 1795 in Pineville, North Carolina. He moved to Tennessee to study law, and before becoming president in 1845, he had served as the 13th Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and as Governor of Tennessee. A protege of Andrew Jackson, Polk was a member of the Democratic Party and an adherent of Jacksonian democracy and manifest destiny. During his presidency, the United States expanded significantly with the annexation of the Republic of Texas, the Oregon Treaty, and the conclusion of the Mexican-American War. After building a successful law practice, he was elected to the Tennessee Legislature and then to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1825. He left Congress to serve as governor of Tennessee from 1839 to 1841. After losing re-election as governor in 1840 and losing again in 1842, Polk was a dark horse candidate for president in 1844. Though he entered the convention hoping to be nominated for vice president, he won the presidential nomination as a compromise candidate among the various party factions. In the general election, he defeated Henry Clay of Kentucky, of the rival Whig Party, in large part due to his promise to annex the Republic of Texas. Polk is often considered the last strong pre-Civil War president, having met during his 4 years in office every single major domestic and foreign policy goal he set during his campaign and the transition to his administration. He threatened war with the United Kingdom over the disputed Oregon country, eventually reaching a settlement in which the United States and Britain divided the territory along the 49th parallel. After Mexico rejected the annexation of Texas by the United States, Polk achieved a sweeping victory in the Mexican-American War, which resulted in the cession by Mexico of nearly all of what is now the American Southwest. He ensured a substantial reduction in tariff rates, which pleased the less industrialized states of his native South, by rendering less expensive both imported and domestic goods. In addition, he reestablished the independent treasury system, oversaw the opening of the United States Naval Academy and the Smithsonian Institution, the groundbreaking for the Washington Monument, and the issuance of the first U.S. postage stamp. True to his campaign pledge to serve only one term as president, Polk left office in March 1849 and returned to Tennessee. He died of cholera there 3 months later, having had the shortest retirement of any U.S. president. Scholars have ranked him favorably on lists of the greatest presidents for his ability to promote and achieve all the major items on his presidential agenda. A CBS News poll ranked him 14th, putting him in the top one-third, ahead of Andrew Jackson, James Madison, and John Adams. However, he's also been criticized for leading the country into war against Mexico and for intensifying sectional conflicts. Polk has been called the least known of the consequential presidents. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 2, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.